Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. Today, we listen to new music from singer Tony Bennett and some of his friends. We also tell you about some of the issues that will come before the Supreme Court this term. But first, we take you to a museum exhibit of jewelry that was made by famous artists, including Picasso. Not many people would think of the artist Pablo Picasso as a creator of art you can wear. But a necklace by Picasso currently can be seen in New York City. It is one of about 200 pieces of jewelry at the Museum of Arts and Design. Shirley Griffith has more about this unusual exhibit.
The exhibit is called Picasso to Koons, Artist as Jeweler. You probably will recognize the names of many of the more than 100 artists represented at the show. Names like Georges Braque, Max Ernst, Alexander Calder, and Salvador Dali, Robert Rauschenberg, and Louise Nevelson. 130 of the rings, necklaces, and brooches are from the collection of art expert Dionne Vanay. She helped to set up the exhibit. Ms. Vanay met French sculptor Bernard Vanay about 26 years ago. A short time later, he gave her a piece of silver designed as a ring. The ring celebrated the fact that they would soon be married. Ms. Vanay said it was the first piece of an artist's jewelry she had ever had. As time passed, Bernard Vanay exchanged pieces with artist friends, who sometimes created jewelry. Ms. Vanay's personal collection grew and grew, and she decided to exhibit it with works of the other artists. Holly Hotchner is the director of the Museum of Arts and Design. She says the museum considers jewelry as one of the most important forms of art today. She notes that a piece of jewelry is not just a small version of a sculpture.
The idea really is not to take a sculpture and then miniaturize it. The idea is to come up with a concept that really relates to the body.
One notable object in the collection is Picasso's Grand Faun pendant. A faun represents a forest god. Roman mythology says it is half man and half animal. Picasso used this imagined creature in many drawings. His pendant is among 8 Picasso jewels in the exhibit. It belongs to Ms. Vanay. She never met Picasso, but she knows his story well.
I think it's very special because it's very personal. You know, Picasso did it because he was in love with Marie-Thérèse. He gave her a piece, and he was in love with Dora Maar, and he did a piece. It's a love story most of the time.
Another piece in the collection of Ms. Vanay is a necklace of gold painted on titanium. This piece is from one of her friends, artist Frank Stella. Jeff Koons, like Frank Stella, is a living artist. He is known for his huge sculptures, including one of a young dog. This 13-meter-tall sculpture once stood at New York's Rockefeller Center. Jeff Koons also created an extremely small bunny on a chain that can be seen at the museum. Ms. Hotchner said he did this by using a steel bunny the size of a human as a model for the jewelry he created.
He certainly has made, and it's sort of part of his ethic and part of the way he approaches making, that he has made work that is small in scale, enormous in scale.
Bernard Vanet also is represented in the exhibit. The show will continue at the Museum of Arts and Design through January 8th.
The United States Supreme Court opened a new term this week. Legal experts say the court will likely rule on some of the most important issues facing the country. The court is expected to decide if President Obama's health care reform law is constitutional. Several individuals and states have brought cases against the law in lower courts. Obama administration officials recently asked the Supreme Court to rule on the issue. At the center of the debate is whether or not the new legal requirement for Americans to buy health care insurance is constitutional. The health care law has faced resistance from many people, some of whom call the measure Obamacare. One group that opposes the law released a statement last Monday. RepealHealthCareAct.org says it has collected more than 1.5 million signatures from Americans who oppose the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. The group says that represents the second largest number of signatures ever collected for a public policy issue in the United States. The health care law has been a main point of attack for candidates seeking the presidential nomination of the Republican Party. Texas Governor Rick Perry promised to strike down the law during a recent appearance in New Hampshire.
On my first day in office, I'll pull out probably a Sharpie, and I will put my signature to an executive order to wipe out as much of Obamacare as I can using that technique.
Legal experts say it is not clear how the Supreme Court will decide the case. Miguel Estrada argued several cases in front of the court as a Justice Department official in the 1990s.
You know, the issues are really hard. Every time you ask the Supreme Court to overturn an act of Congress, it's a very difficult thing for the court to do. And Congress comes to the Supreme Court with a presumption of deference and constitutionality.
That respect for Congress and the work that it does will probably guide the Supreme Court's consideration of the health care law. Health care is not the only big issue the court is expected to rule on this term. Another could be an immigration law in Arizona. That law lets police officers request immigration papers from anyone they suspect is in the country illegally. The Obama administration opposes the measure. It says the Arizona law could lead to people being unfairly targeted because of their race. The court is also expected to hear major cases involving free speech and privacy. Caroline Fredrickson is president of the American Constitution Society.
The Supreme Court's October 2011 term has the potential to be a real blockbuster. Already on the court's docket are questions about whether the government can place a GPS tracking device on a suspect's car without first obtaining a warrant.
The Supreme Court often gives split decisions. Four of its more conservative members commonly vote together as a group. Four other justices, who are more liberal, also vote together. In the past, Justice Anthony Kennedy provided the deciding vote in many cases.
Can't you hear that pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your stepper. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street.
This week, singer Tony Bennett is enjoying the number one position on Billboard magazine's Top 200 Albums chart. The singer's new album, Duets 2, is also his first to rise to that position. Mario Ritter has more.
How do you keep the music playing? How do you make it last? How do you keep a song from fading too fast?
How do you lose yourself to someone and never lose your way?
That was Tony Bennett and music superstar Aretha Franklin singing How Do You Keep the Music Playing? Bennett performs with 16 other big names on Duets 2. Some of the artists also worked with him on Duets, an American classic from 2006, like Michael Bublé. On the new album, they sing Don't Get Around Much Anymore.
Missed the Saturday dance, heard they crowded the floor, couldn't bear it without you. Don't get around much anymore.
I thought I'd visit the club.
Yeah, mother.
Got as far as the door. They'd have asked me about you. Don't get around much anymore.
Sheryl Crow is a new partner in song for Tony Bennett. Here they perform The Girl I Love.
Someday he'll come along, the man I love, and he'll be big and strong, the man I love. And when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay.
She'll look at him and smile, he'll understand. And in a little while, he'll take her hand. And though it seems absurd,
I know we both won't say a word.
Tony Bennett's first Duets album was released in connection with his 80th birthday. Duets 2 celebrates his 85th on August 3rd. We leave you with Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga performing The Lady is a Tramp.
She gets too hungry for dinner at 8.
I'm starving.
She loves the theater, but she never comes late.
Bother with people that I hate. That's why this chick is a tramp.
She doesn't like crap games with barons and earls.
I won't go to Harlem in diamonds and pearls. And I definitely won't dish our dirt with the rest of those girls.
Thank you. That's why the lady is a tramp.
I'm Doug Johnson. Our program was written by Gerilyn Watson, June Sims, and Katie Weaver, who was also our producer. Jane Friedman provided additional reporting. Join us again next week for music and more on American Mosaic in VOA Special English.
Sometimes I go to Coney Island.
Oh, the beach is divine. Cheetah's just fine.
I follow Rogers and Hart.
She sings every line. That's why the lady is a tramp.
I love a prize fight.
That isn't a fake.
No fake.
I love to rowboat with you and your wife in Central Park Lane.
She goes to the opera and stays wide awake.
Yes, I do. That's why this lady is a tramp.
She likes the green grass under her shoes.